you back? It's okay. Let me see what I have for you today. Mwah. Hey, girl. Hey. Welcome back with your girl, KT, you guys. Oh, my gosh, you guys. This season so far has been such a blessing and just so many things have been going on behind the scenes, you guys. I'm blessed to still be able to do this for you guys. So just thank you. Thank you once again for your love and your support to keep me driven, to keep me motivated to continue this podcast. But also, just thank you guys for the feedback. Thank you for everyone that is always listening, you guys. And honestly, you guys bless me by telling me about the different things you guys have learned, the different things I have helped with. It is such a blessing to just hear what people are going through and to hear that something that you may say may help their situation or just may, you know, keep them encouraged. So thank you guys so much. I love you guys so much. So like I said, welcome back, you guys, to season one, episode 3, you guys. We're on episode 3, so we're almost done with this season already, you guys. And today, you guys, I will be talking about trust issues. Oh, my God. Caitlin, why you keep doing this to us, girl? Girl, because I got to. This is what you guys asked me to, and if I don't keep it real with you, who will? So yes, we in this thing together, okay? So yes, you guys heard right. I will be talking about trust issues, you guys. Trust issues. And some people might be saying, Caitlin, well, I don't call it trust issues. How am I supposed to know I got trust issues? It's okay, girl. Stay tuned because I'm about to let you know. We're going to get into it. Automatically, you guys, I will tell you guys ahead of time before I get started officially that it will be a part 2 to this podcast video, this podcast episode. So stay tuned for part 2 to be posted shortly after this one. As I remind you guys, I am in college, so I do, you know, sometimes get mixed up with that, of course, because it goes first. But also, too, I want to make sure that I'm staying consistent with you guys and make sure I'm giving you guys good content. So it does take me a minute to sometimes edit these things, but I try to make sure I get it out to you guys, okay? So, of course, you know, you guys, we start off with a scripture and then a word for this week. So the scripture for this week is Philippians 4:6. So the scripture says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to the Lord. Whew, that one right there. Present your request to the Lord. Don't be anxious. And the word for this week, you guys, is faith-driven. And that's faith-driven. Go forth being by faith and not by fear, because we walk by faith and not by sight. So we're going to be faith-driven this week, guys. That is your word for this week. Okay, you guys, so let's get into it. So you guys, first of all, in order to even understand trust issues, first, I feel as if you guys need to have a sense of what is trust. Y'all probably saying, Caitlin, what is trust? Because not everybody knows. That's not just a word, or that's just not something that everybody necessarily has the right understanding of, and some people just don't know the definition at all. So I kind of broke the definition up into like several parts because I really could not, you guys, press it down to just a worded definition. It is for me, like I told y'all, a lot of these videos are going to be about stuff that I experienced. So over time, definitions are not really definitions for me. It's just stuff that's split up. So the first thing that I say is, To have even trust with somebody, this could be a relationship, a friendship, with your parents, with your siblings, any type of friendship or relationship. I would say you know how to communicate off that. You know how to communicate. You have integrity. You do what you say. You admit that you're wrong. Without even sometimes people even telling you, you just admit that you're wrong. Sometimes when that person lets you know what how they feel about it, or you come back down from the situation, you can admit that you were honestly wrong. And lastly, being honest. You are honest enough not only to state when you're wrong, but you are honest just with your words, period. Meaning, I am telling you how I feel, this is how I feel, and this is what I'm sticking to. And I'm being honest that maybe I don't like the situation. Maybe I do. So, yes, you guys, those are different things that I feel like consist of trust. So, yes, those are my different definitions of how you can even and have trust into somebody, and also how can you instill trust with someone else as you may be trying to gain their trust or give their you know, trust to them from yourself. These are things that you should always look for when trust is involved. And also too, you guys, one of my quotes that everybody always hears me say all the time is actions speak louder than words. So go also during this week, guys, and just state to yourself from now on, actions speak louder than words. That goes for my parents, that goes for my siblings, that goes for me, because they go, I can't admit why, that goes for me. That also goes for anybody I'm in a relationship with. My actions, myself too, as well, but not only their actions, but my actions have to speak louder than my words, because I can talk all day, but that don't mean necessarily that I'm backing up what I talk. So let's back up what we talk. Let's be about that action. Okay, so, okay. And also to note that trust, you guys, once again, to be specific, it can be with anybody outside of a relationship. That could be friendships. That could be doctors, if you have medical issues, as myself. Or that could be with your parents. That can be with your dog. Not trying to be funny, but seriously. That could be with a neighbor. That could be with just anyone that you come in contact with. Trust anyone that you come in contact with. So getting into trust issues. I feel as if it's a mindset adopted from, you know, hurt, manipulation, abandonment, and so many other reasons, you guys, why people have quote unquote trust issues. And let me tell y'all, I honestly don't like using the term trust issues. I feel that the term trust issues is just a shortened, kind of like acronym or something that you kind of say in short of terms. But I really think I want to call these issues, for me personally, I call these issues, I'm not trying to go through this cycle no more. I'm not trying to go through this no more. And I've seen it before, and I've seen how it turned out before, so I'm not trying to do it again. I think a lot of times, you know, that's why people be like, I don't have trust issues. No, but you do have this. I've seen this before, and I've seen how it went before, and I'm not going through it again, nor do I want to see it again. But, you know, people have adapted to call it trust issues. So either one you prefer, but that's just my personal opinion, of course, based off my experiences. You know, at a point in time, you guys, I was like, dang, I got bad trust issues. But then when I looked in the mirror and I actually looked at myself and I looked at, you know, the situation I was in, I was like, you know, I don't have trust issues. I just seen this before. And, you know, that goes back with the action speak louder than your words. I was kept trusting that person's word, and I kept getting hurt, or I kept doing this, I kept doing that. And I was wondering why it was not a different result. You know, I was wondering why everything the person said, it sounded good. When it came to actually do something, though, the person never did anything that they always said they were going to do. So then it caused me to not trust what you said at all, to not, be able to know that you're going to hold yourself accountable for the things that you say. So I would say, you know, I just did not want to be in that cycle anymore. So there you go. And two, a lot of times from experience, you guys, I know for a fact that a lot of times, most of the time with trust issues, sometimes people do cause trust issues because they're so used to the cycle and they know that it's not right, but they still go along with it. But it's also people that cause others hurt and cause others to have trust issues, quote unquote, but don't want to take accountability necessarily for what they have caused, meaning the damages. Chris Brown can say, look at the damage that I caused. I think that accountability, that goes back with, how can I give you trust when I can't even take what I even say? I can't even back up what I say. So first of all, why would I want you to trust me when I can't even do the simple thing? Is if I'm saying I'm staying committed to something, my own self, I could say I'm staying committed to homework. For little kids, for homework for 15 minutes, and I can't even sit at the computer to do my work for 5. No. Or either that's just like your parents telling you all you gotta do is wash the dishes 3 times a week. So you have to wash them Monday, Wednesday. And I can't even stay committed to that. You see what I'm saying? I'm saying, okay, mama, I get what you're saying. Or dad, I get what you're saying. Or grandma, I get what you're saying if you stay with your grandparents. And then you come back and you can't even stay committed to that. So how can you expect somebody to stay committed and true to you and stay committed to believe everything that you say when you can't even do the little things, you know? So you have to understand that it starts with you. And what you do on a daily basis and the things that you do and say on a daily basis lines up with the fact that whether or not somebody can ever trust you, people can know that you're going to hold yourself accountable, and people can trust you to do what you have to do in whatever situation may be. And they know you're going to do it. They don't have to question it. They don't have to look for it. They know most definitely you're going to get it done regardless, because you mean what you say and you say what you mean, and you're going to actually do what you say. Let's start being accountable and taking accountability in 2021. Let's start being honest with ourselves and stop dedicating. Y'all, ooh, I felt that. Stop dedicating to something that you know you cannot do. Don't have the standard way up to 1,000 and you know you can only get 500. Don't do that. If you say this is how you start being accountable and being responsible, that's where responsibility comes in. Tell yourself that, hey, I can't commit to 10, but I can't commit to 30 minutes a day. You know, start off with small goals so that you can get to the big things. I don't know who that's for, but I just felt that for somebody. Yes. So trust yourself with the small things so that when it's time for somebody else to trust you, you automatically know you got this thing in the bag. Okay, girl. Or if guys, bro, like, take accountability, be honest with yourself to say, I cannot do this. And if it's something that you want to eventually do, work towards that goal and get it done, because you can do it. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So do it and get it done and be accountable in 2021. So next, you probably saying, Caitlin, okay, I understand what trust is. I understand what you're saying. I want to be accountable. I'm going to start being more accountable if I wasn't consistent with it. So what are the signs that I even have trust issues? Okay, so you probably saying, Caitlin, you know, maybe you're talking to me, but I don't necessarily know, you know, what are these signs that I may not be seeing? People are always looking at me like I'm crazy, and people are always saying this and that, and I'm not understanding what they're saying. Can you break it down a little bit more for me still? Because I don't get what you're saying. I got you, girl. I got you. Got you. So the first sign, you assume and expect the worst. Girl, you automatically just think they done, you know what I'm saying? This is a little harsh, but you automatically said that, oh, they not at the store. They, you know, they with somebody else. Automatically, you done sent them to the store to go get a couple of things, and they take even over maybe 20 minutes. The line could have been extra long. And they call you or they tell you or saying, sometimes they don't call you at all because they, you know, they just expect you not to because they know that you know where they're at because they told you, correct? Okay. But you ain't spending the worst because you're so used to the cycle that now I can't believe what nobody else say. So now I'm just expecting the worst. Now I'm expecting, oh, they cheating on me. Or now I'm expecting, oh, they doing this and that. And it's not even like that. Now you got yourself going crazy because now you're just assuming that it's this when it's really not that. Start trusting what people say until they give you a reason not to. Let's start normalizing that. It's okay. I'm going to go ahead and give you my trust because not everybody deserves what the last person did to you. I don't know who is that for. But not every guy, oh, I felt that. Not every guy deserve is like what the last one gave you. Not every guy has the same thing that the last guy had to offer you. Not every guy is for the season that you're in. Not every temporary guy is for you. Oh, ooh, I felt that for somebody. Do not accept the temporary and get so caught up in the temporary and get so aggravated with the temporary. You know he was not going to take accountability when you met him. You know he's not an honest guy when you met him, but you still chose to entertain him because you like the feeling of him and he talked good, but he don't back up nothing. Then you got this guy that comes along and you back up everything you say. You're honest with me. You take accountability. I don't have to question where you're at or anything. We're so used to taking the temporary stuff that we can't never get to what may be permanent or what may be the right thing in that season or closer to our permanent because we so stuck on what the temporary is doing. When they came in this thing half-assing, excuse my language, but you came in this thing half-assing. You were half-assed in person before I met you, when I met you, and most likely going to be a half-ass in person when you know, if the case be, when I leave you or when I'm not with you no more or when I'm not talking to you on that level anymore. So you have to understand that some people are, they don't need you to assume the worst, but assume the best, because the feeling might not be something that you're used to. But do not assume, and just pray for the spirit of discernment, because y'all, it is real. Pray for that spirit that everybody that you encounter, I don't see them the same, but I see them as them. And I need you to point out, God, to help me point out whoever is not for my life, whoever is not for me, and even the people that's in my face right now and in my life right now, push them out if it has nothing to do with my purpose. Push them out if it's causing me to stray away from my purpose. Push them out if they're causing me to not get closer to my permanent, or if they are not my permanent at all and don't need me in my life, period. Help me to release them. I'm praying about my life in 2021. I'm not going to sit up there and settle for less no more. I'm not going to sit there and settle for people that you can't take accountability. If it was the first thing in your face, if you got $10 million to take accountability, you're not going to do it. I'm not going to start accepting the worst, but I'm going to start accepting the best, because I am worth the best. I deserve the best. So that's what I'm going to accept. Meaning I'm going to accept better so that I can expect best. Whew. So yeah, I felt that one. But the next one, you guys, forgiveness is the last resort for you, girl. Forgiveness is the last resort. May I remind you, in Colossians 3, it says, forgive as the Lord forgave you. Meaning nobody is perfect, and you know we done did some messed up stuff. And God continues to forgive us on a daily basis. You know, he died on the cross for our sins. So you have to understand that forgiveness was not the last resort for God, but it was the first when he died for us. It was the first when he was slashed. So you have to understand, even going through all that, he still never forsaked you. So don't forsake others. Forgive, because it's better to forgive and then not to, because then you get other issues and then you start to struggle with things that you don't even have to struggle with if you just let it be. Accept what it is. Let it be. Forgive so that you can move on, so that you can move on, and pray that God helps you, if you do have this forgiveness problem, that God helps you to just shift out of that space with people, not just with relationships, but with friendships, your parents, anybody that may have done you wrong. Don't let forgiveness be your last resort, because that could stop you. And it halts you from officially moving on. I'm sad I'm moving on, but I can't even forgive what you've done to me. So now that's always in my head. Because I'm not saying forget, sis, but I'm saying forgive. Because then your spirit can be at peace because you know it's nothing else I could have done by this situation. It's nothing else that I could do to change this person. This person not going to change. I'm the right person, yes, for the job, but they can't go with me. Ooh. I'm the right person, could have been for that person, but that person not ready for me. First of all, I'm not even on the same level as this person. I'm in a 10 and this person is on a 5 and I'm wondering why it don't work. It don't work because we're unequally yoked. I don't know who that was for, but that just came out of nowhere. But don't let forgiveness be your last resort. Let it be your first resort so you can move on with your life. In 2020, we're forgiving. I'm not saying you got to forget. But in 2020, we are forgiving so that we can move on to what's for us, okay? Next, you are overly possessive, which causes you to be insecure. So you're overly possessive, meaning that every little thing, you got to grope their arm in public. You have to kiss them in public. You have to be so PDA to let people know. You have to let people know. Pretty much your whole daggone business. I have seen these people. You rather post on Facebook, post on Instagram, post on social media. You have to put so much out there to let people know. This is where trust issues come into play. You have to let these people know because before, when you wasn't doing it and when you was keeping private, people say private life is the best life. And honestly, the older I get, I understand. And I totally agree with that, you know, but at the same time, private life is the best life. But if you 50 and 30, then somebody along the line is that 20% is not private anymore because now it's just not between you guys. That's where that overly possessiveness comes from. So if you have ever been through that, do not be overly possessive. And if you are, this will cause you guys... It will cause a strain in every relationship that you shall get in because now you're insecure. Now you can't trust them to go to the store. Now you can't trust them to be on their phone. They could be talking to their mama and you declare they talking to somebody that, you know, is they, you could, they talking to Sarah. They talking to Sylvia. They talking to all these people and you're insecure about it because you're insecure with yourself and your decision that you made. To one, even be in a relationship with that person, but also two, for friendships, be in a friendship with that person. And so now your insecureness is coming out because you're so possessive because the last thing that you want is the same cycle to continue. The last thing that you want is to lose something that you feel like belongs to you. No, it does belong to you, but you should trust that person enough to say, I don't have to be insecure with you. I don't have to act possessive with you because you're going to be on 50-50 with me. Not only that, but also you're going to be honest with me enough and honest with other people to say, hey, me and her got something going on, or hey, him and me got something going on. You're going to be honest and trustworthy enough and have loyalty and respect for that person to say, hey, I trust you. I don't have to question you. I don't have to question nothing that you do or how you move when it comes to respecting me because I've already know we established this from the get-go. You have shown me, not only have you told me, but you have shown me that I can trust you. So, sir, trust him in 2021. If he's telling you this, then you move, and he's moving the way that he's telling you, let it be. Do not try to keep poking and pouching for something that is not in that person. That person is good to you, sis. Yes, it might feel a little bit off because you're not used to that. But continue to pray that God will deliver you from that. That insecureness. You don't have to be possessive no more. He's not going to cheat on you. He's not going to cheat on you like the last. He's not going to break your trust like the last. He does have a set of standards for himself. He has integrity. He's a man of his word. He's going to do everything that you may ask of him because he feels like it's not going to kill him. You can trust him because one thing about it is you have somebody that is the best and not the less. So you have to understand you don't have to be insecure insecure, nor possessive, because that person is already know that they have your trust, but they need you to trust them enough to say, hey, I give it all to you, and I know you're going to do the right thing with it, because they're ready to do the right thing by you. So we're trusting and not being insecure in 2021. The next thing, commitment is something you avoid. This is for all my cheaters out there. Commitment is something that you avoid to do. You would rather be alone, be upset, see other people being happy, and forget that you're even meant to be happy. You forget what your purpose is in life. You forget what a relationship feels like. You forget what love feels like. You forget what happiness feels like. You forget what going out feels like. You forget what going on a date is. You forget what just having fun is. You forget how to smile. I have been there, and I'm telling you, you forget how to smile. You forget how to even do the things that you may enjoy. You forget all of these things because you don't have that person to help you embrace that. You can embrace it by yourself, yes, but sometimes we need that extra boost. You're scared to receive that extra boost because commitment is just something that got you hurt in the past and got you bent all the way up. You're not doing it no more. I don't want to commit because I don't want to have to go through all that. I hear all the time, I don't want to commit because, see, the last couple guys I talked, see, they hurt me too bad. I can't do that. I can't do that. Didn't we just say you can do all things with Christ? So why you keep saying what you can't? You can. You just don't. Yeah, it's okay. Because, see, this the thing. I might be a David in a Goliath situation, but I'm going to keep throwing them stones until eventually I hit the jackpot. So I'm going to tell you, you may go through a couple of Goliaths, and you may go through a couple of hurts, and a couple of pains, and a couple of stabs along the way, but it's going to be somebody that comes along that will deserve your commitment, will appreciate your love. You have to understand, do not be scared of commitment because of something that you have been through the past. Do not be scared of commitment because of something that you have gone through to the past. You have every excuse in the book not to commit, and you see that it makes no sense now, and you're wondering why other people around you are happy, and other people have went through even sometimes worse than you, and they're still going till they found happiness. Keep going, because one thing you can say is, I kept going, I kept trying, I kept striving for better. So now I have better. Because one thing that you know most definitely is not going to come if you never commit is the happiness, is that partner, that person that you possibly can marry, that wife or that husband. It will never come, because one thing you can say is it's impossible. You can turn that impossible to a possible. One thing that you can say, if you give up, you know it's a guarantee that it's not going to happen. But if you continue to press forward and go anyway, and pray for the strength to endure whatever other lessons or whatever else you may have to go through or what you have been through to forgive and move on with your life, you have to understand that now it's possible. But you know if you give up, it's no longer even possible. It's no longer even something that it's not a goal that you can achieve because you've already let it go. You already have gave up your happiness. You already have gave up what commitment even means. So you have already given up that. So how would you ever know if you never try? Do not be scared to commit because of something that may have hurted you in the past. Do not be scared to take that step because of something that has hurt you in the past. Stop having excuses in 2021. Next. Small mistakes are a big trigger for you. You make a big deal out of something so small. It's a trigger. You have seen it before. So now I'm not going to do it again. I'm not going to do it again. This is what you keep saying. I'm not going to go through that again. Oh, no, you lying. No. Note that nobody is perfect. That goes for the people that hurt you, and that goes for the people that you shall encounter for the rest of your life. I am telling you, as a college kid, it still happens. Grown folks still make mistakes. Nobody is perfect. I'm not perfect. I still make mistakes on a daily basis. That's as a daughter, as a sister, and possibly potentially eventually when I become a wife and a mother. You're going to always make mistakes in life, but it's up to you to determine how you bounce back from those mistakes, how you bounce back from those lessons that you may have to learn. You have to understand that people are going to make mistakes and people are not perfect. So stop expecting a perfect partner, a perfect friend, a perfect spouse. Stop expecting people to be perfect when you're not even perfect. When you make mistakes, when you sometimes forget or throw out trash from middle school, when you sometimes forget to text that person, or you sometimes forgot to press the send button when you was texting, stuff like that. Do not let the small mistakes trigger you to making a big deal out of something that is nothing, because then when the big things come, then you can't make no big deal out of what needs to become a big deal, because you always have been crying wolf for the small things. So now it's such a bad trigger that now it becomes a habit. Do not let the small mistakes trigger you to have a bad habit of not reacting when the time comes, or not reacting at the right time. Do not let small mistakes cause you to get distracted by the bigger picture in the situation. Don't do that in 2021. The last one, let fear of being hurt contain your vulnerability. You don't have any feelings anymore. Especially with yourself, which causes depression and it causes isolation. I always told you guys that I was going to be as honest as possible with you guys with doing this podcast. And I would say also, I said I was going to be transparent. But this last one is something that is more personal. This is from a personal experience, from a relationship that I had a couple of years back. It's been 3 years now. And I would say I literally locked up my feelings, locked up my vulnerability, locked up my emotions to anything that was good to me, to anything that you could possibly think of, to my happiness, to my smile. I locked it all up because I felt like I didn't want to go through that again. I had gave him my all. I had did this. I had did that. Me being so young, yes, because I feel like, you know, some people say they're not for the generation. I just feel like I'm one of them people. And like I said, that's not saying I'm better than people, but I'm mature for my age. So I would say most definitely from experience, I was scared of being hurt. And so I forgot how to be vulnerable with a person. I think too, sometimes when you have unlocked that trust with somebody, you have become vulnerable with that person. You have trusted them with your feelings, with every expression in you, with smiling, with your happiness, with any other emotion that you may feel that they didn't ever even cause you. And then for all of that, all of a sudden to be tested, to be betrayed, to be, you know, everything opposite from happiness. Now I'm hurt. Now I'm mad instead of me being, you know, joyous. So I think with that being said, I would say that with that, do not do that. Don't lock up just everything in one box and throw away the key. So now when it's time to let it be free and for you to be vulnerable with the right person, you don't even know how to do it anymore. It takes time for you to do it. And I will say that's okay too, because I felt like it still is to this day. It's still a little push for me. And I will say even talking to anybody, even to this day for me, it's a push. And I would say, I'm just, because like I said, I'm being honest with you guys. The vulnerability, I feel like it's still something that I struggle with the most when it comes to relationships, when it comes to friendships, because it's just like, like I said, I put all my all into all of my relationships. And that's been from day one. So I would say, of course, that's another video, putting your all in relationships. But I will say, do not lock up the key, because the only thing that you're blocking is yourself from being happy. Yourself from being able to be open, yourself to be able to feel those emotions that you need to feel. And then when it's time to feel them, you don't even know how, because you no longer have that box open. You have shut down that part of yourself because you feel like, don't nobody deserve it. Do not blame the next for what the last did to you. Do not blame yourself. I feel like I need to say that for somebody. Do not blame yourself for doing what was you. I struggle with that. Do not get in a depression and lose your smile and lose your happiness and stop doing what you love to do. Because that person done moved on. They done already did the damage. Okay, I forgive you. And I didn't forget what you did to me, but I do forgive you. Because now I can let go and now I can start the healing process. Do not throw away and lock up the key to your vulnerability, your happiness, and all of the above, and be depressed and isolate yourself from people who care about you for one person. For one person, do not do that, because it's not worth it. I'm telling you from experience, it's not worth it. That person could give two craps about you at the end of the day when everything is said and done. And I just feel like, you know, it's no need for me to stop what I'm doing, everything that I'm doing, all of my emotions for a person that couldn't respect it when they had it, that, yes, you may have helped me do this, and yes, you may help me unleash this emotion, but I'm going to go on to the next, because at the end of the day, you were a lesson. And since I learned my lesson this time, next time I can be even better. If I have to go through this situation, I could be even better. And two, sometimes you learn who you are out of each and every lesson and situation that you may have to go through. So I would say, don't let the hurt overcome who you can and who you will be vulnerable with. Don't do that. Because at the end of the day, you're only going against your own self. And you're only making your own, you know, your own self worse. You're making it worse for yourself, because now you don't know when to open that door with the right person, because you're so used to the wrong person taking advantage of it and picking and poking and trying to pick a lot that they don't even deserve access to. So make sure that you do not do that, that you do not do that in 2021. Make sure that you do not lock up and throw away the key. Make sure you unlock that and keep it pushing. Keep moving, because it's always something better for you on the other side. That is the end, you guys, of this episode, part one. You guys, of trust issues. If you stay to the end of this video, thank you so much for listening and tuning in. I love you guys so much. Like I said, the word of the week is fear, is faith driven. Oof, don't say that. It's faith driven. And also, the scripture is Philippians 4:6. So remember, you guys, to just continue to keep those scriptures throughout your week, you guys. I love you guys so, 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 so much. And thank you guys so, 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 so much for just continuing to be on with me throughout this journey, you guys. I love you guys so, so much. Thank you for the love and the support, you guys. And also stay tuned for part two of this video on how to handle and how to work towards healing and fixing from trust issues. The healing process. You guys, stay tuned for that video, you guys. It will be up soon after this podcast video. Please share. Please write a review, you guys. Rate my podcast if you can, whatever app or whatever platform you may be watching it on. Continue to share, continue to stream it up, you guys. I just love you guys so much. Continue to give me feedback, and also send me topics of things that you may want me to talk about on this podcast, because you may be surprised. I do love you guys' feedback. You may be surprised. I may just talk about something that you may need or that you may have sent me. So please send me more ideas, you guys, because this season is far from over, you guys. And also, this season, I want to make sure that the content that I'm giving you guys agree with everything that I may be saying. So this is the end of this podcast video. Thank you for tuning in. Love you guys, and stay tuned for part two. Remember, I post every Saturday or Sunday, you guys. So make sure you stay tuned for next week's video. Love you guys. Mwah.